I remember a professor of mine in the college seminary talking about this gospel passage about Nicodemus, and he called it Nicky by night. Nicodemus is just a partial disciple. He's a half-hearted disciple because he doesn't want anyone else to know, which is why he comes to talk with Jesus at nighttime in the dark. He's afraid of what others might say about him. He's got many friends and many contacts in the world. And if it became known that he was a follower of Jesus, his reputation would change. How many people in your work or in your school know that you're a follower of Jesus? Do they know that you're Catholic? Do they know what you believe about Jesus? Do they know what you believe about the church? What would happen if they knew? Is Jesus worth it? In the gospel, first, Jesus says that God gave his Son that we might have eternal life. He was given to be crucified. Then Jesus says that God sent his Son that we might be saved. He was sent to be with us and walk with us and lead us to salvation. Then Jesus says that the light came into the world so that our deeds might be revealed for what they are, not as we try to imagine them to be. Christ on the cross is light to our darkness. In other words, on the cross, he revealed that death isn't the end, and that suffering done out of love has meaning. Christ sent to us to be with us is light for our footsteps, light for our words, for our interactions with others. Nicodemus was afraid to walk publicly by Christ's light, so he remained in the dark. Do you prefer your relationship with Christ to be darkness or light? The gospel is not talking about a hypocritical show of discipleship. In the gospel, the disciples are never perfect, apart from the Blessed Mother. Disciples are known not as perfect angels, but as repentant sinners. That's you and me, right? But disciples want to come to the light, not because they're perfect, but because they love the light. If I'd really rather not talk about my faith, or even let my faith be known outside of a very small circle, do I love my comfort more than my faith? More than the Lord of my faith? Do I love my comfort more than my coworkers or classmates? And what I mean by that is, so many times I hear about someone who incidentally shares in public that they're Catholic. And suddenly a number of their classmates or coworkers feel encouraged for the first time to speak up and say, well, so am I. And that's a welcome solidarity. We're all kind of hiding in the dark, waiting for someone else to take the first step sometimes. And I'm not talking about preaching to anyone. I'm talking about making it known that you're a devout Catholic. And if you don't think you're a devout Catholic, why not? And then pointing the finger at someone else and saying, well, I don't want to be a hypocritical devout Catholic. Well, that's a cop-out. Come on. What's it look like for you to be a devout Catholic, not someone else? What would it be like for you to be at work or class and tell a coworker or a classmate how much you love your faith and even more, how much you love your Lord. How would that change things? And is Jesus worth it? In the responsorial psalm, beautiful psalm that we sang there, let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. If I can't speak about you, Lord, then let me never speak. If I can't find words to defend my faith before others, if I hold back my words by not sharing my faith with others, then let me never speak again. If I can't speak those words, then what other words are more important? And some of you might be thinking, well, I prefer darkness, no one to know, so I guess that means I'm evil. I guess that means I'm a lost cause. If you really think that way, you have no idea how much the Father loves you. He gave his Son to be crucified for you. He sent his Son to walk beside you. Always, whether we acknowledge him or ignore him. But he really doesn't want to be ignored. Love never wants to be ignored. Love wants to be loved in return. St. Paul, in our second reading, says it beautifully that we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them, walk in them. God created us to do good works that he prepared just for you. What are you capable of? More importantly, what is God capable of in you? No one else can witness to your faith. How can you witness to your faith for the rest of today? And then tomorrow? And then the day after that? How can you live those good works? Live in them? It's God who prepared them for us and us for them. We have simply to walk forward in them, to live in them, to practice them. And of course, this is connected with stewardship, because stewardship is about responding to the gifts that God has given us. God has given us. God has sent us. And if we live as good stewards, if we witness to our faith, if we serve our brothers and sisters, if we support the church, then we also become light in the world as he came to be light. Don't be Nikki by night. Be you by day. Be you in the light that is Christ for the salvation of the world. So here's the homework for the week. Strive to be a disciple this week by witnessing to or standing for that faith. In whatever way, as you are called to do, as you have been created to do. It's not about beating someone up with our faith. It's about loving Christ more than my own comfort.